We are learning Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Shimon ben Yochum l'Rabbi Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Yochum asked Rabbi Elazar a question. He says, on top of Amud Beis, my time with the Rav Meir by Ilan Echad, or my time with the Rabbanim Mishnei Ilanois, Rav Meir by Ilan Echad, where you don't own karka, and Rabbanim by two Ilanois, which you don't own karka, why in the world do you bring Bikurim? L'chaira, if you don't own karka, you shouldn't bring Bikurim at all. Why is it maybe Veina Kairi? So Rav Elazar answers, he put him on the spot. Amalei, Dovah Shara Hashem Le'amru Baitam, something that the Rishonim didn't say a reason for. Tishalena Reis Medrash Kedele Vashani, he asked me in Reis Medrash to embarrass me, I have no idea. It's a great kasha, I have no idea why maybe Veina Kairi. Amar Rav, as Rav Zal answer you, my kasha, what's the kasha? Dilma, made reason is, because Rav Meir be Ilan Echad, Svukim is Safkala. Rav Meir himself, by Ilan Echad, is Mesupik. He's not sure, Taka, if you get Karka or not. He's Mesupik, and Allah about that. V'Rabbanon, b'shnei Ilan is Svukim is Safkala. And Rabbanon hold, even, hold by two trees. One tree is not a Safik. By two trees is a Safik. And therefore, misafik, you bring Bikurim. You can't say the parasha because maybe it's not Bikurim. But you have to bring Bikurim because maybe it is Bikurim. And they morally all ask, like, what's the big deal? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Why can't I read the parasha? What's going to happen already? So, misafik, I read the parasha. Morally ask kasha. But in any case, the Gemara's question over here is that the Gemara says over here, the reason why you bring Bikurim is misafik. You can't read it, also misafik. The Ramah raises clearly by one tree, not koine karka. So it's mashmas vavada. It's for sure you don't own karka. So you read it, the fish shaloi koine karka means maybe you didn't get the karka. Frank the Gemara, it's what happens over here. You take this bikurim, you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you do a hagasha to the mizbeach, as you do, and then you give it to the koine, right? Here, you bring it all over here, and it's a suffix. Maybe it's not Bikurim, because it's a good chance that since you don't own karka, it's not Bikurim. It's a suffix. So, v'leichesh, dimala Bikurim. Maybe on the side that's not Bikurim, it's chulin. But kamayel chulin la'azara, and you're bringing chulin la'azara. Now, what's wrong with bringing chulin la'azara? L'chara, usually you learn chulin la'azara means bringing a carbon la'azara. So, the Rashbam says two pshatim. He first pshat, he says, huadin l'chol ha'voy is chulin ba'azara sh'asar. Anything bringing chulin azar is also, so you can't bring it. So how you bring it? Safa chulin. Inami says that midrabanon, even though midraisa the din of chulin bazar is dafka carbon, but midrabanon they said you can't bring any item of chulin into the azara because people will think that it's mekudesh, and then when they see you're doing chulin with that thing, they say, oh, you're using a kachin for chulin. Therefore, in the klal you can't bring chulin in, and this thing is a safa chulin, so it goes that is midrabanon. Tosis points out that. Even if you hold like the Rashi's first pshat, that you're not allowed to bring any chulin to Azara Medaraisa, it doesn't mean simply like that, because you're allowed to wear clothing in the Azara? It's chulin. So, you know, what's going on? So he says, Zog Toysis, Tav Toysis, B'chol Mokoyim, Shiesh Ke'en HaKrova, Ki'hocha Shiesh HaGosha Yitnufa. That's when it's Issim. If we go a few lines later in Toysis, in the narrow lines, Avadova Shein Oysim Boy, HaKrova Klal, Bahu Ein Shayich, Issa HaKnosis Chulin Ba'azara. That's not possible. Them loykein lo yilbash koyim big dechal v'karos ba'azara v'gam yisrael v'karos ba'azara. Yisrael can't go into azara. So ma'isa that by one is Mar's kash is it's chulin ba'azara. If he touches the shikla of avoida, you're doing hagasha with chulin ba'azara. So here it's a suffix. Why is it so pasha to bring it in? The kaira you can't do good suffix. But maybe yeah, bring it. It's a suffix chulin. Suffix chulin ba'azara. And for the Gemara, the makdash lu. What you do is you make a tanai. You say, if it's Bikurim, it's Bikurim. If it's Chulin, I want to be Makdashit. And it's Mekudesh. It's Kudesh's Dom to it. Which means, I have to, huh? Yeah, it's like a Bedding Abai. It says, yeah, some of your advice nice. The Makdash Lu, that you Makdash it, and that you let it bring into the Azara because it's already Kodesh. So, Freight to Gemara, Boy Mechlinu. You're giving it to the Kayin doesn't know if it's Suffolk, and now he eats it. How is he going to eat it? It's Kodeshim. And for the Gemara, the Paruk Luhu. After you put it, Lefnei HaMizbeach, and you did Tenufa, then you point it, and you give it to the Kohen. For the Gemara, Vildim Allah Bekurim, who may really wasn't...
Pay double because of the Suffolk?
Huh?
Has to pay double because of the Suffolk?
Not paying double.
You're giving the fruit and you're paying paid. And
yeah, you paid it first of all, a pruto. You could pay the kosher of a pruto. I don't know if you do the full value. It's a suffix kosher. I don't know what to do. You don't love that because you're going to lose it. And if you do, it's a few dollars. Payers are not so expensive. But you do. Yeah, in this case, you have a suffix, you have to do it. Yeah. So, Freyta Gemara, Vedilma, Lav Bekura Minu. So, what are you doing now? You bring this bowl of fruit, okay? You give it to the kohen. It was either Bekurim or it's Kachim that became Chulin. Now, I give it to the kohen, the kohen eats it. Now, the halacha is that Chulin needs Truma or Maestras. Here, Bekurim don't need Truma or Maestras. Why not? Because Truma is called Bekurim. No, because Bekurim is called Truma. Bekurim is called Truma, so it doesn't need Hafrasha. But Chul doesn't need Hafrasha. So here, how's the kohen eating? The kohen's eating Tavel. The kohen's eating Tavel, maybe, a Safek Tavel. So, Chaira, what happened to Trumas and Maestras? Because now you're paid it. So now it's Chulin. Post Chulin. The halacha is Chulin, Tavel, you have to take off Trumas and Maestras on it. So here.
Even if you don't get it, even if it's not here, it's gotten from a Yid or something.
Yeah. That's tough. You buy from a Yid, Amara, it's Dma, you always have to take it. If you buy from a Goy, it's a Chulikas. Yesh Kinyan, Berichal Afgir. Here it wasn't from a Goy, he bought from his own property. So. No, he bought it for his own property first.
But
now it's not Hekish anymore. So yeah, it doesn't lose the Meisers. So here, the Shaila is, so you have to take off Meiser. So it says, become Afkulim with Chumah Meiser. And for the Gemara, the Mafrashu, we have to take off Chumah Meisers. Which means you cut off part of his fruit and you give it to the right places. So the Gemara says, everything is good besides one thing. So Mishlam with Chumah Gedayla, you have the coin. Mishlam Chumah Gedayla is good, you give it to the coin. So you give the coin everything, you give him the Chumah Gedayla also. Ma'aseh sheni nami, even though usually ma'aseh sheni, you eat yourself in your shlaim here, since it's a suffix bikurim, you can't eat it, you give it to the kohen. You have the kohen, because you're not eating a bikurim. So the status bikurim, you can't eat it, so give it to the kohen also. Ma'aseh oni nami, you can't give it to any oni, give it to the kohen also. Nami, you have the kohen, you can be yotzei ma'aseh oni with that, give it to the kohen oni. The bikurim will go to the kohen oni. Ela ma'aseh rishon, which goes to the levi who, leman yovle, you can't give it to the levi, levi can't eat it, because it's bikurim, it's a suffix bikurim. So how do you be yoytza ma'isa rishoyin? And for the Gemara, to yov leila koyin. You give it to the koyin. You can give ma'isa rishoyin to the koyin. Kerav lozim and azariya, the tainlant and abraisa, chuma gedoyla le koyin. The halacha is that chuma gedoyla goes to the koyin, ma'isa rishoyin le levi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is a partial pshat. Chuma gedoyla goes to the koyin, ma'isa rishoyin goes to levi. Rav lozim and azariya, amen, ma'isa rishoyin al koyin. Ma'isa goes to the koyin also. This Rav Elazar Mazar was said after Ezra made a knas on the Levium, and Rav Elazar Mazar darshan the pasuk that you find a lot of times in the Torah kahanim are called Levium, and therefore he says it goes to the kohen, it goes to the kohen also. So that's what he says. It goes to the kohen. Ma'aser rishon af lekohen. So here that's the etza. You give everything to the kohen, everything is good. Right? The Gemara, but Dilma bekurim inu ubayu kriya. Maybe it's Bikurim and you need Kriya. So L'charan, it's sad it's Bikurim and needs Kriya. You're not doing Kriya, L'maisa. What about that? You're not doing the mitzvah k'mishlemos because missing the Kriya. L'maisa, no. Kriya lo ma'akevus. We know that Kriya is not ma'akev. Freitim ha'v'loi, v'omar ha'v'zeiro, kol ha'roi l'bilo ein v'lo ma'akevus boy. V'sheniru l'bilo b'lo ma'akevus boy. Which means like this. Rav Zeira is talking about a thing in Menachos. Mesechtas Menachos, it says that if you're allowed to be makdish any size mincha you want, so you could take 60 yisarin and one keli and bring a mincha. But he says with a keli at 61 yisarin, you got to bring 60 in one keli and one in the other keli. Why? Because it's not possible to mix the oil together with the flour. Can be mixed well in a 61 nisarin. So the Gemara asks there, what do you mean? Belila is not ma'akev. It says that if you bring a mincha, you're not balal, it's kosher. So what's the big deal? Bring a 61, don't be balal. You know, balal is not ma'akev. So Gemara says, no, because that's the royal belila. And what's the lomdis? The royal belila has to be possible to do it. You don't have to do it lamaisa, it has to be possible. Now what's the lomdis? The Rashbam explains, why something has to be possible to do it? Because the Torah says the mitzvah belila. So that means it has, the only time it's a mincha, if it's something that's possible to blila. If you bring mincha 61, it's not possible to blila. The Torah never said that's a mincha. It's like, the response is like you brought kidneys. It's like you brought beans for a mincha. It doesn't work. If you brought 61 in Sarain, it's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is a dublila. You're right, I'm an akiv. But the Torah is not talking about something that's 61 because it's not shaykh to have blila on that. So that's why bila my kevespa. That's why the mixing is my kavas bite. And the Gemara's kash is here also. Here it's chayiv really. Here also it's really chayiv bekriya because maybe it's bekurim and I can't do it, so it's worse. Like the Rashbam says, Bishlama, if it's like a ger, we're there, medin tayra already, it's maybe ve'ene kayra. So that's fine. But this is something that's a regular bekurim for a regular household. And you're supposed to have kriya, and you can't do kriya, so it's bila my kavis boy. So the kriya is my kavis boy. That's Mars Kasha, lechayra, here, it should be my akiv. So on that, the Ritva asks, that lechayra, I don't understand your kasha. Here, it's not a problem, because Marashach, if it's bekurim, you take a chayiv in kriya, and it's possible to do kriya. If it's chulin, it's not chayiv in kriya, and you can't do kriya. So, well, what's the problem? It really is possible to do kriya. Just I don't know. It's a chesaron yediyah, pashut. It's a chesaron yediyah. So Ritva asks. So Ritva says, no, alpha pika, this is called a problem. Because the mind, at the end of the day, it's chayiv, and I can't do it. You have to look at it like in a break the way, and that's the Ritva. Ritva asks about kasha. It's a little interesting gemara, vila my kevas, but gemara's kasha is the chayiv kriya, my kevas, but so what's going on over here? It should not be yotze, the mitzvah, bekurim, how do I bring the bekurim? And for the gemara, the ava lehu, k'rab yesi b'achanino. The Omar that he says, Botzron, Beshogron, so basically it's a regular case, a regular Bakurim. The halach is that if you were Botzron, you harvested, the Shigam Yashliach, sent over the Shliach, Umes Shliach Baderach, the Shliach died on the way, maybe Ve'ena Kairi. The halach is maybe you bring the Bakurim, you don't read anymore. My time, except the Kachta Vavesa. The halach is when it comes to bringing Bakurim, you have to have the same person who picks it and brings it. Who picks it up and brings it to Yerushalayim. But if the shliach dies and he gives it to someone else, then the halach is that you're not maybe v'kayr. Because it's a kachta v'havesa. It has to be that there are two cases where you're not maybe any kayr. Either you were harvested it and then you gave it to a shliach, or a shliach harvested it and he died and another shliach took over. Either case is no good. It has to be you yourself harvested. Bring it to Yerushalayim. It has to be the same person, Lekach Tavesa. Right, if you harvest the same Shliach, you're not, it's maybe in the Kaira. Right, no one's Kaira. It happens to be the Rashbam says that if the Shliach was Batsron and Shulchan, he did both, the Loch is, he says, look at the Rashbam, let's see the Rashbam, four lines from the bottom. Avahecha the Batsron Shliach, Vevin Yerushalayim, the Shliach harvested, Ron Yerushalayim, Oz Kairin Abaylim. The shluchay shel adam kemoisoy v'yochel likras v'nei avesi. That's what he says. If it's one person doing it, even if it's not me, if it's my shliach, I can do it. Shluchay kemoisoy.
What does he mean?
Who? No, the violent follows him. The violent old man, he can't carry anything. He comes with them. The Tosfos on Daf Pei Beis and Der Masla Ad says that ain't nearest yiku bailam. He holds you can't. The shliach does something you can't read. But the pasuk shot is that only if the bailam picks and goes could he read. That's the only time. But if you send him to the shliach, or the shliach himself dies, that zok the gemara's. What's the first gemara? My time. Simply the kachta ve'avesa. Ad shetei and tapa pei ve'zanav. Ad shetei kicha ve'avah keachot. Until it's one kicha ve'avah. So what's Mara's tarot? Mara's kasha was here, kriyas ma'keves, and therefore it should be a problem. Mara's answer is, you know what the case was? Here, this Suffolk Pekurim, the Bailim harvested, and then he gave it to the Shliach. So anyway, you're not chayiv in Kriya, even if it's on Tzad's Pekurim. And therefore, it's not a problem of Kriya ma'keves. It's not a problem. So actually, kichavah kechavah lakan, you don't have that over here. That's Gemara's tarot. So just to recap what the Gemara said. The Gemara had a kasha, why are you maybe ve'ene kairi by its one tree or two trees? L'chaira, don't bring it at all. Tomorrow's tarot says, because it's a suffix if you own karka. If you're a mayor, one tree. If you're a one, two trees, it's a suffix, you own karka. So if it's a suffix, you have to bring it. For the Gemara, it's chulun ba'azara. Gemara answers, if it's a suffix, chulun ba'azara, Gemara says, no, you make your makdash it. Then has the kohen eat it? You appoint it. You have two of his maizers? You gave two of his maizers to the kohen. The question is, you're not reading? It's ma'akavas in the case here, because you have a reading, you can't read. Gemara says, no, you have two different people. So, Freitag Marakasha, only Ravacha, Raid Rav Avi, Ravashi, Mechti, Psukin Inu. The whole thing is Psukim. Likri. Why don't you read the Psukim? What's the big deal? Just read the Psukim. It's reading the Torah. When you, Yamava Sedra, Mavadis Mava Sedra every week, right? So, Parashik Yisava, Yamava Sedra, you have anything? You're reading the Torah. What's the big deal? Take out a Chumash and be Mava Sedra. What the big deal? You know, it could be, even if you're holding a Parash Noach, you forgot a private last year. Just laying it right now. What's the big deal? Likri, lean it. Amalei, should the mechzik is shikra. It looks like a lie. It looks like a lie because you're saying that I'm bringing Bikurim from my own property, and maybe it's not. So maybe it's not your property, and it's Meshakev. And it says, Doiveshkarim lo yechavel l'negedeinu. I don't say a lie in front of my face. And so here you see the more the thing. It's a shaila of Tzofik Esma'akev. You don't bring, you don't say, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim Meshleimus. Why? Because of Chshash Sheker. You don't want to be a Meshaker in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz, Rav Shash, Rav Chiyah, Amar, Dilma Osi Lafku Inu Metshuma Maisa. We're worried if you're Kaire, so then people will think that it's a regular full-fledged Bikurim, you're not going to take off Tshuma Maisa. Either they won't take off Tshuma Maisa when they have Shuk Sofa case, or you yourself will be convinced that it's a regular Bikurim, Yom Ritchum Maisa, and therefore, even though it's Kakari B'Taira, we don't let you be Kairi here. Why? Because Dilma Osi Lafka Inu Machuma Maisa, maybe you're not going to bring Tshuma Maisa, you're going to say to yourself, this is a regular, full-fledged Bikurim.